The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
The Housing Commission is looking for views on whether or not we should have a referendum on housing, and if so, what form should that referendum take? It comes as the Senate recently backed calls that every citizen should have the right to housing. For this and more, we're joined by Lynn Boylan, the Sinn Féin Senator, and Tom Phillips, Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates and an Adjunct Associate Professor of Architecture and Planning in UCD. Lynn, can I start with you? The notion of a constitutionally enshrined right to housing, it's very difficult to disagree with. In practical terms, would it make a blind bit of difference to anything?
Well, it would, yeah, Anton. Having a constitutional right to a home doesn't mean that everyone gets a set of keys or a free house. But what it does do is it allows us as a society to recognise that a home is central to the dignity of each and every person and the foundation of every person's life. Because if you don't have a home, if you don't have secure accommodation, then everything else in your life falls apart because you don't have that stability. So having it as a constitutional right, our constitution is the principles of what we believe are important in a state. It makes sure that that's the focus of housing and a home, as opposed to, I suppose, just looking at property as investment or financialisation.
What people might wonder then is setting aside our capacity to deliver on that right, because in recent years it has been demonstrably unsuccessful. But the notion that you have to enshrine in the Constitution that right, that sense that having a home is central, is that not simply understood in the norms of Irish life anyway without being enshrined in the Constitution?
Well, no, we're an outlier really in terms of Europe when it comes to enshrining the right to house. So, I mean, there are a number of countries who have put it into their constitution, Finland, the Netherlands, Belgium, Portugal, Sweden, and then other countries have put it into legislation. So Austria, France, Germany, Luxembourg. So we're kind of an outlier in that we haven't enshrined it in a legal sense, that idea that a home is a fundamental right. But also the public opinion has already been very strong on this issue. So in 2014, you had the Convention on the Constitution, and that found 84% were in favour of enshrining the right to housing in the Constitution. And then an opinion poll in 2018 found equally that there were very, very high numbers, 89% of 18 to 24-year-olds and 82% of the general public. So the public want this, and I think it is good now that the Housing Commission are asking for the public to make submissions. And I would encourage everybody to let their opinion be known that we do need to respect it, and we are an outlier in the fact that we haven't recognised it in the law.
Tom Phillips, one of the things that when you put something in the Constitution that theoretically should happen is that it gives people leverage. So if a local authority isn't delivering on their mandate in respect of housing, or if somebody feels that they have been unfairly treated in respect of a housing list or housing provision, they have a greater legal impetus to challenge that. Is that not a good thing?
It is, and good afternoon. The idea that the Commission is doing this is a very good thing, and they do encourage everybody. There's nobody's been held back on their views, and they're looking for all views. But you have to work out what people are willing to do in order to make that happen, because we have a very high propensity to appeal schemes in Ireland. People do a lot. There's a very high propensity for people to judicially review schemes that actually have permission and try and stop it. So people will have to just discuss in this what they're willing to forgo as well as what they want to take on board. Would they be willing to look at the rights of people to object to every form of housing for any issue? And the thing about it is, in the planning system itself, it's a Planning and Development Act, and the very first sentence of the Planning Act says it's an act to provide for housing. So it's already built into the Irish planning system that the sole purpose, is to deliver housing. So we have to ask people, if we're going to deliver housing, give people the right to housing, are people willing to look at the likelihood of them appealing against that housing the first time it's built in the field next door to their own house? And that's part of a big debate we have to have.
But will people not say the mere fact of a referendum passing a right to housing for people will give extra momentum, an extra mandate for the kind of moves that have to be made, whether that means council doing more, changing in zoning to make land available, whether it means putting infrastructure near sites to allow for access and for construction to happen. Is all of that not catalysed by the population getting together and saying, we demand this?
No, it is, and it's a very good thing, but it's more than, I think they're very careful in the programme for government, just reading it, it says it's a referendum on housing. It's not just a referendum on the right to housing. That's an aspect. So it's looking at housing in all its forms. So the right to housing is just one element of it. And I think that has to be welcomed and to have proper, mature debate on it and what it actually means and how it's going to be costed and to whom does it apply. Because you could say that we're European, so does that apply to all people from all 27 states would have a right to housing or under as an Irish citizen, or what exactly does it mean? And does it mean someone born in Ireland or someone who has an Irish passport, or what does it mean and how will it all be funded? So these are all really important questions. So it's very good that Irish society will move away from the theory into the practical reality of how you actually would do this, because a lot of things that people might say, that's a great idea, but who's going to pay for it? And we have to have that debate and be mature about it and open and respectful of other people's opinions on it, that it actually, that debate can take place.
Lynn, can you expand a little on what you said about the other countries that have this in their constitution? Because I suspect when people hear the notion of it, it is one thing to write a line or two in the constitution that says that this right fundamentally exists. But fleshing it out into, well, how do you means test for that? What nature of housing, over what duration, with what length of tenure, in what geographical region, all of those complicated things make it much more tricky than it is just in the constitution. So how do the other countries that do this do it right?
Well, I suppose the issue is the constitutional right is just, I suppose, as a society collectively saying that we believe the right to a home is a fundamental human right. And that's what you're doing when you enshrine it. You then move to, you know, we change governments. So how governments implement that policy does come down to policy. I mean, from Sinn Féin's perspective, we want to see far more public housing, good quality housing, the right housing at the right price, at the right place. And, you know, affordability is key to that as well. But different countries have different policies. They change their governments. But
let me put it to you this way, Lynn. Let's imagine we had it now. Let's say it was in place now and that was in the constitution. Would the government as we now stand be forced to do anything that they are not currently doing? Forced to?
Well, one, there's two elements to it. So first of all, is that recognition. Do we as a society believe that everybody has a right to a roof over their head? I mean, and that's a conversation that in a constitution that you decide as a society and as a country that that's what we want. Secondly, then. I'm getting to your point. Then in the ballot box, people get to choose in terms of the policies of different political parties, because Fine Gael opposed the right to housing in the constitution. Fianna Fáil did in the past. They've now come over to viewing that it is important to have it as a constitutional right. But how you implement it, if a government is not fulfilling that right, then the having it in the constitution means that they're judiciable. So people could take court cases if they felt that the state was not fulfilling that constitutional obligation. And that's a fundamental point of having it enshrined in the constitution. How they do it, that's up to the public to choose when they elect a government, but that the government has to realise that principle that a right to a home is a fundamental human right. And if they don't do that, then that can be taken to the court and decided in the court.
Is it too blunt an instrument? Will people look at that question and say, well, those who are on the margins should have a right to a house, but does someone implicitly have a right to, for instance, housing on the family land if that's where they grew up? Does somebody have a right to have state provision of housing if they can afford it themselves? How do you deal with those issues of nuance?
But those issues of nuance is what's designed through your government policy. But it's the acceptance that what happened to our in Ireland during the Celtic Tiger was we had a complete financialisation of the housing market, and we see property now as an investment and as something that just accrues value. And what having a referendum on the right to housing would allow us as a nation to have a conversation to bring us back to the concept of the right to a home, the right to a stable, affordable, a roof over your head. And then it is up to government how they implement that and what policies they do. But it's that you accept that a house and a home is not just the financial asset, that it is a fundamental human right.
In one way, Tom Phillips, it seems almost odd that we haven't done this up to now, given the Irish history with evictions and with the loss of tenancy and the impact that that had on so many families over so many years.
I don't necessarily agree in the sense that we have, the Planning Act has been around since 1963, came into force in 1964. So over 50-something years, we've had 58 years, we've had a Planning Act that actually says a Planning and Development Act to provide for housing. And it provides for lots of things. The only thing it seeks to control is funfairs. So we actually have, for a long time, a planning system that in theory is designed to deliver houses. And what we've done in the meantime is allowed people to object to a lot of schemes, which is a very good thing in itself, that people have that democratic right. But we have to just look and see that if the government, we have to look at all the other factors as well, by the way, of net of migration is like, if you take the emigration and immigration, more people come into Ireland than leave. You've got the obsolescence of existing housing stock, that's about 1% per year. You've got the growth in population. You've got all these other factors. So if we did nothing, we still have to build more houses. And if people are going to have a right to houses, we have to ask who's going to pay for it. And the other things, who's going to build it all? Because we don't have the construction workers. And if we bring construction workers from outside Ireland, where are they going to live? Like, there's a very big debate to take place on this.
Tom, thank you, and thanks as well to Lynn. That is Lynn Boylan from Sinn Féin. She's Sinn Féin Senator, and Tom Phillips, who is Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates, as well as being an Adjunct Professor of Architecture and Planning in UCD.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.